in Galatians 5, I think it's 5 and 17. It's in the Passion Bible, and I don't know if my phone will pick up the Passion Bible up here. That's when Bishop wants us to get back in the Bible, right, Bishop? I'm sorry. Five and one. It says, let me be clear. The anointed one has set us free, not partially, but completely and wonderfully free. We must always cherish this truth and stubbornly refuse to go back into the bondage of our past. That's what not accepting what God said we are will do for you, to hold you in bondage. Because when you get born again, those strings are cut. The only way you get those strings back is to pick them up and tie them back around you. But you got to learn what the word says. You got to seek after what the word says. Because it said he has set us free completely. Not partially. So if we're in something that, okay, it's halfway right, I'm trying to live halfway, God. He didn't say, ain't nowhere he told you to live halfway. He said he set you free completely. But it's your choice now to walk in what he said. It's your choice. But I'm telling you, it's better. It is so much better to walk in what he said. And to be out there lost without him, without a covering, doing your own thing. Because people, I hear it all the time, I'm going to live my best life. And I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to live this way and I'm going to live that way. Well, people, you know, we got to realize we're living to live again. Death is not the end. There is a heaven and hell. So we're living to live again. So for me, the body, I got to take care of this body now for this body to go to heaven. I'm talking about spiritual body. But I gotta take care of it now. I got to make sure I do everything God expects for me to do now. I can't wait till. I got to do it now. When you hear the word, do the word. When you hear the word, do the word. That when you know better, you'll do better. And when you hear the word, keep coming to church. If you're in a church where they're telling you different, I beg you, find a church where they're telling you what the Lord says. And you got to read your Bible so you'll know what the Lord is saying. Because everybody is not preaching what the Lord says. So we got to know what the Lord is saying. You know, I was in a church for 20-some years, and I got to the point, and I loved my church, I loved my church family, but it got to the point every Sunday I would sit there and I would cry. And it was like a burden, and I would just cry. And I would just say, Lord, it's got to be more than this. It's got to be more than this. And I didn't know what this was, but I knew it was more. I knew it was more. And I wasn't even filled with the Holy Spirit. But I knew it was more. But when I started seeking him, and I'm not saying I started seeking him right away when I came to CFC, because I did. I tried to do my own thing. I tried to live, hey, like everybody else, they doing this. They all right. But God is going to ask me about me. He's not going to ask me about them other people, Mama Nim, Pee-wee Nim, Bobo Nim. He's not going to ask me about them. He's going to ask me about Ella. Ella is what I got to give in count of. And so I got to get Ella right so I can help get somebody else right. I can't get nobody right, and I'm out here dipping and dapping and this and that, and I'm playing with this and playing with that because I'm accountable. I'm accountable. And that's one thing. God holds us accountable. And we can't afford to play with him because he holds us accountable. But it said we must always cherish the truth and stubbornly refuse to go back. I refuse to go back. I refuse to live the way I was living. I refuse to halfway pay my tithes because I seen how much better it is to pay my tithe and pay them all the time. God will truly bless you. He will truly bless you. Truly bless you. So you got to choose who are you going to serve? Who are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to Pee-wee, Peanut, or you're going to listen to God? God says, believe what I tell you about yourself. Because it's so many things. We say we sick. God's word says you healed. We say I'm weak. God's word says you're strong. I'm frustrated. Oh, I don't know what to do. God said he gives you peace. So whose word would I rather believe? I'm telling you, the struggle is so much better when you follow Christ than when you're trying to live your own life